Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The contest for the Republican nomination for Virginia governor ended up being tighter than expected.
At one point last night, just 881 votes separated Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. This morning, that number is 4,323. The Associated Press and others called the race for Gillespie.
I do accept the Republican Party of Virginia's nomination to be governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
But Corey Stewart's campaign spokesman Noel Fritch tells WMAL they're not conceding.
You know, Corey's just now getting started draining the swamp, and I think a recount would be right in line with draining of the swamp.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can see last night's speeches by Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie at WMAL.com. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam won the Democratic nomination.
Are you ready to win in November?
Yeah!
Are you ready to keep Virginia blue?
Yeah!
Are you ready to make Virginia bluer?
Northam defeated former Congressman Tom Perriello, who had been endorsed by Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. State Senator Jill Vogel won the GOP nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Attorney Justin Fairfax won the Democratic primary. At least 6 people are dead, and authorities say that number's likely to rise in a devastating apartment building fire in West London overnight.
We know that a number evacuated, and we've heard stories of people even jumping out of the building to save themselves. We've heard stories of those, as they ran out, seeing bodies on the ground. So a simply horrific morning here in Kensington and West London.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman, authorities say more people may still be trapped in that burning building. UVA student Otto Warmbier has arrived back in the U.S. after being released by North Korea, where he was serving a 15-year prison term. Now, his parents say he's been in a coma for a year while in North Korean captivity. CNN medical expert Dr. Sanjay Gupta says that is not good.
It's been over a year. I mean, just from that standpoint alone, it's very concerning. I think what he'll get here is a more clear-cut diagnosis, for sure. But whether that's going to lead to some sort of treatment that obviously everybody wants, it's not encouraging.
Warmbier is now hospitalized in his hometown of Cincinnati. A French historian has been charged with stealing pieces of American history.
32-year-old Antonin DeHaze, an historian, has been accused in federal district court of stealing dog tags and other documents from the National Archives in College Park. The dog tags belong to servicemen whose planes crashed in World War II. DeHaze allegedly sold the stolen dog tags on eBay. If convicted, DeHaze would face up to 10 years in prison. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some 190 Democratic lawmakers are suing President Trump in federal court today over foreign money flowing into his global business empire. The senators and representatives claim Mr. Trump is violating the so-called Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. The plaintiffs argue they have standing to sue because the clause says only Congress may approve foreign gifts and payments. And the North Carolina man who's facing sentencing next week has apologized for bringing a rifle to a D.C. pizza restaurant intent on investigating the so-called Pizzagate. Edgar Madison Welch wrote a letter to the judge who will be sentencing him next week saying he apologizes and that he now realizes, quote, just how foolish and reckless he was. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,328. The Nasdaq at 62.20. Sports, the Nats snapped their losing streak with a big win over Atlanta. The Orioles lose their 6th in a row. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the 3rd Street Tunnel, heading northbound, if trying to go outbound toward New York Avenue, still had a little bit of a distraction, but the crash cleared as you merge onto outbound New York Avenue. That was over to the shoulder, so pace was getting a little bit better. We're doing okay. Each direction, southeast, southwest freeway, without any incidents reported. George Washington Parkway, southbound, looks like it's slowing right past 123, so crews are checking to see if there's anything in the way there. So southbound GW Parkway, right in that stretch. 66, our minor crash, gone now. Eastbound as you pass business 234, but very slow. Now Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound to get you past Route 100 and into Jessup and Laurel. Actually pick up extra volume this morning, and that's because of bailout traffic. Commuters are trying to avoid Interstate 95. Crash cleaned up now, looks like to the right shoulder. Southbound 95, south of 32. But the intense delays continue, and now looks like a lot of that bailout traffic through Columbia on 29 as well, so extra time needed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 76 in Beltsville, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. With Jeff Sessions done, when will the Russia probe wrap up? No time soon. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 7:07 here on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk this morning. Very busy day. The Virginia primaries yesterday, of course, and so we're going to look for some analysis on that, and we'll get it from Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, who's going to swing by at 7:35 to discuss those Virginia primaries. David Drucker also joining us at 8:05. He's a senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, here to talk about Jeff Sessions and that Senate intelligence hearing yesterday. Vince Colonna is here alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. You know, there have been calls we're starting to hear, especially from Gohmert is one of the more of a Texas representative. Louis Gohmert has been one of the more vocal critics about this special counsel with Robert Mueller, being headed up by Robert Mueller. And he says that Robert Mueller should recuse himself. But just the idea of this entire special counsel, because we know there is no Russian collusion. That's been made very clear with the testimonies of Comey and Sessions, that there is no collusion.
Or whatever collusion exists hasn't been made clear at all.
Exactly. So what are we investigating seems to be the question now, and I think it's a really valid question. And before we even had Sessions' testimony, we've had some questions being raised about the special counsel Robert Mueller, because he's very good friends with James Comey, and they have been described as brothers in arms. So, and we also know that Robert Mueller was interviewed by President Trump for the position of head of the FBI. It's a very, very close relationship. So Mueller now is investigating the Trump-Russia affair. Now, a lot of people said, listen, he's a great guy. He's fantastic. They like him. But now people are stepping forward and saying, you know what? He may not be as bipartisan as we want to believe him to be. He may not be as objective as we may want to believe him to be because of his close ties with James Comey, who we now know leaked information in order to get a special counsel. And lo and behold, who's the special counsel? His buddy, Robert Mueller.
Right.
It just doesn't wash for a lot of people.
You know, Byron York wrote about this for the Washington Examiner, and in it, in his write-up, he points out that Comey is, as you said, a good friend of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, such a good friend that for about 15 years now, the two men have been described as brothers in arms. And the central question here is, if you're the guy who's investigating all of this and the central witness, the star witness to your case, is the former director of the FBI, James Comey, how can you, in good faith, lead an investigation where your star witness also happens to be one of your best friends? That's the central point. It's not, this is not an attack on Robert Mueller's character. This is a just a question mark on how do you conduct an investigation that includes the star witness being your one of your best buddies. You know, I know for a fact, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me about Robert Mueller that made me think, okay, maybe this is a little bit more fair, or that this guy might do the right thing, is he's a decorated Marine combat veteran from Vietnam. That means a lot to me. I think that's a sort of an essential component to this. He's often been described as having high character, which of course is an important thing for this. Republicans and Democrats responding outside the White House, by the way, responded well at his appointment as special counsel. They thought that he'd be the right guy for the job, that whatever the outcome is, ultimately they'll feel like that we should abide by it. But I think the problems with this case are, what is the scope of it? What is he even looking at? Because the original FBI investigation, as best we knew, was an examination of Russian meddling in the U.S. electoral process to the extent it existed, with an ancillary focus on whether or not Trump associates had anything to do with colluding with Russians. Is Robert Mueller's investigation the same? Is it that? Is it looking at Russian meddling, of which we know there was some kind, whatever it was, including hacking and penetrating places like the DNC. We found out the Heritage Foundation was hacked. There's all sorts of places that had Russian interference. But, you know, what does it all mean? And to what extent are Trump people even involved in this? Have we overstated the Trump collusion side of this? In order to make it seem like it's the primary focus of any of these investigations?
Well, obviously we have, because we now know there wasn't any. So, and all of this is being based on fake news. That's what this is being based on, and leaked reports that came out of our intelligence agencies, some of which we now know being attributed to some of the intelligence agencies, which we know were absolutely false. And as Marco Rubio made the point during the Comey testimony, everything was leaked except the fact that the president was not under investigation. Had that been leaked out, or had James Comey done what the president asked him to do, which was, could you please put out there that I'm not under investigation? Had he done that, we would not be where we are right now. And we allowed James Comey to leak and manipulate the system to get a special prosecutor who happens to be my best bud.
I mean, what's clear, I
doesn't
think,
add up.
What's clear right now is that James Comey has definitely, I think, presented credibility questions in public, for sure. We've talked about them ad nauseum. But on Robert Mueller's side, basically the case now, and you've heard over the past few days things like, oh, the president considered firing Robert Mueller. Well, we know that's true. The Daily Caller reported that as well, that this was a consideration. But the question before us on Robert Mueller is, can he contain himself enough on his friendship with James Comey? That's like a genuinely challenging thing to do. I always think of like Washington corruption in general is usually not born out of a negative instinct, which is to say, just like money grubbing and all that, although that does go on. Much of Washington corruption is simply benevolent nepotism. It's literally just helping your friends out. Like, literally coming from a virtuous place of, I need to be loyal to my buddy. Like, that guy's my friend. I should take care of him. It comes out of loyalty. And there's the web, though, continues to grow. And you'd hope that a guy like Robert Mueller can control himself. By the way, what do you think? Do you like the idea of Robert Mueller as this? Are you happy with his independence? Do you think he's an independent guy? Or do you think he's compromised? Is this James Comey relationship just much too close for comfort for you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, Rod Rosenstein seems to think that it's all okay.
If President Trump ordered you to fire the special counsel, what would you do?
Well, Senator, I'm not going to follow any orders unless I believe those are lawful and appropriate orders. Under the regulation, Special Counsel Mueller may be fired only for good cause, and I am required to put that cause in writing. And so that's what I would do. If there were a good cause, I would consider it. If there were not good cause, it wouldn't matter to me what anybody says.
Well, would good cause be the President of the United States says fire him? Is that a good cause?
Or would good cause be there's nothing to investigate because we know there is no Russian collusion, so why do we need a special counsel? Which I seem to, I feel like everyone else sees the unicorn but me, and I'm like, wait, did I not do the drugs? Did I take the green pill when I should have taken the brown pill? Because I don't see the unicorn. So I'm not quite sure why we have a special prosecutor to find the unicorn when we know there's not one there.
Well, the White House saying that that Mueller's team is anti-Trump. I'll explain what that means in just a moment. It's 7:15 now on WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, into Silver Spring. Be very careful and patient, too, about cruiser trying to sort things out with this crash on Coltsville Road, south on 29. As you head past Dale Drive, past Mrs. Hayes Toll House Kitchen Restaurant, down toward Spring Street. Now, it looks like if you're heading into downtown, police are trying to get all your lanes open, but left lane is crowded. If you're heading in the opposite direction, you lose the left side as well. So left lane each direction at 29 south of Dale Drive. Oh boy, just a bit of a mess there. On the top side of the Beltway, we've had delays coming off of 95 to George Avenue. Now it's broken up briefly because of a stalled vehicle now before you get to University Boulevard. On Maryland's 95, it has been a tough go this morning, but the crash now confined to the shoulder. Southbound 95 south of 32, still giving us big delays near Route 100. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you picked up a lot of the bailout traffic. Now, beyond 32 on the BW Parkway, crash reported south of 198. So, again, in that whole area, we need a little extra time this morning. Normal delays to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near it's now before St. Barnabas Road, almost back near Route 5, but I've had nothing reported along the way. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Here it is. Got that weather forecast for you. High of 87 degrees today. Scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, considerable cloudiness. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low of 68. And then Thursday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies early, which will become partly cloudy later in the day. High of 83. Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 717.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
There is no collusion with this administration in Russia, so we can drop the independent counsel, the special counsel. There is no further need. And now that we know the collusion between Comey and Mueller, Comey testified. He ran things by Mueller before he testified. He also ran by things by other people in the Justice Department when he did the memo. There's so much collusion,
Yeah, so despite the fact that they're close friends, Mueller not recusing himself from handling James Comey in this investigation.
And he probably should have. That was Texas Representative Louie Gohmert calling the special counsel and saying Mueller should recuse himself and saying we don't even need a special counsel, which
right.
I agree with.
Meanwhile, the White House is upset with the fact that there's been a report that Mueller's team includes a bunch of big Democratic donors. Some of them maxed out their donation to Democrats, and none of them, according to Kellyanne Conway, this is her speaking on Twitter, none of them wanted Trump to be president of the United States. Additionally, we know that the Daily Caller, of which I edit, the president is angry, a source tells us, that about Mueller's close ties to former FBI Director Jim Comey and did consider firing him. So that's all going on. But we have some calls now. Let's go to Andy in Gainesville joining us first up this morning on WMAL. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I want to say one thing really quick. I hold this show close to my heart. When I say us, I mean you, Mary, and me, and the rest of the fans listening. So that just so to put it in perspective, I am angry at you guys and everybody else right now because we need to stop with this mental gymnastics about, oh, why should we fire him? No, if there is even one shred, one hint of impropriety, anything like that at all, he needs to be fired. And now we have a mound of it coming from the horse's mouth. We need to stop this and change the narrative to, should we? No, no, why shouldn't we? Not why should we, why shouldn't we?
And there's a vote
and we're also being distracted by all this, because this is all fun to talk about, but it doesn't really matter to any of Americans. What we should be talking about is how Trump just gave a left-wing head nod to the French Republicans, saying that the health care bill they came up with was mean and redo it. Are you kidding me?
That's true. That did happen as well. Andy, good point. So I appreciate that.
Thanks,
this morning. Let's go to Eric in Alexandria this morning. Good morning, Eric. You're next up on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I have 2 points to make. A, the investigation encompasses not just possible collusion, but also obstruction, which is a good point to remember. Secondly, what I see going on from our side, the Republican side, is an attempt to demonize Mueller, much as the Clinton defenders attempted to demonize Ken Starr in the 90s. It's a tactic that ultimately worked for the Clinton side and may well work for the Trump side, but it doesn't make it any more right or honorable.
Let me ask you a question. When you say obstruction, are we talking about Loretta Lynch ordering James Comey to refer to the Clinton investigation as a matter in order to get in line with the DNC talking points? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're talking, and by the way, which should be investigated, we're talking about Trump possibly obstructing justice in terms of in the investigation of Mike Flynn.
But Comey said he didn't feel like he had to do it. He was uncomfortable with it. He never reported any obstruction. He didn't report any obstruction. So if he didn't, he didn't do his job.
I don't know that that was dispositive in this case.
But if he didn't, then he didn't do his job, which he was supposed to.
Possibly.
His boss is Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions said he did not say anything to me.
That's quite true, but in the end, that's for Mueller to determine.
I do think, Eric, that it's totally worth vetting these guys to the extent that we can. I mean, reading the available information on anybody who's involved in something like this and sorting through it to assess, like, hey, will this guy be a fair arbiter of justice is sort of your duty, actually, as a citizen. So, and ultimately, remember, in the 90s, Clinton was impeached. I mean, at the end of it, it hardly mattered. He was ultimately impeached for lying, for perjury. So at this point, I don't think just looking the other way on Mueller is the answer.
And well, Clinton was impeached, but he was not convicted, so it didn't work.
Yeah, it wasn't tossed out. Maybe because of Ken Starr attacks. Not sure. But Eric, thank you very much for your call this morning. Tina, who's in Ashburn, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Tina.
Hi. Good morning. So I'd like to start by is you're touched by the company that you keep, and birds of a feather flock together. I understand that Mueller had served as a Marine, and I appreciate that very much. However, he has been inside D.C. too long and has run within D.C. circles way too long, so I think that we cannot trust him. And look at the team he's putting together. They've all contributed to the Clinton campaign. So I don't think that this investigation is going to be run fairly. So I think that if they're going to do an investigation, which they don't need, they need to find a new investigator.
And to the point that was made, Tina made some good points about, my mother always told me, you're judged by the company you keep. Always told me that as a kid, and it's very true. But to the last caller's point about obstruction,
Eric, yeah.
I just wonder how many different things, that there's going to be something every day then that we can just investigate Trump. We can have an ongoing investigation the entire time he's in office. That's where we're headed with this.
7:23 now on WMAL.
This Congress Today report is brought to you by United Health Group.
The Senate has taken steps to ensure that the U.S. relationship with Russia remains a frosty one. Leaders in both parties reached a deal this week to add new sanctions against Russia and to empower Congress to knock down any attempt by President Trump to ease penalties against Moscow. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to present the deal for a key vote today. The White House has floated the idea of easing sanctions as a way to get Russia to cooperate in the war on terror. I'm John Matthews.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their health care benefits. Working with governments to expand access to health care coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it looks like delays continue. Maryland on 95 southbound as you pass Route 32, the scene of the long-standing crash. This is some activity on the shoulder here at last check. So not only 95 slowing, but also 29 pushing through Columbia. BW Parkway picked up a lot of the bailout traffic. Had the stalled vehicle on the Beltway outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue, University Boulevard. Now that's within the backups that continue and around to George Avenue. Silver Spring, Colesville Road, very slow. In fact, it's almost back near Sligo Creek Parkway, and that takes you almost down to Spring Street, right into downtown Silver Spring. That's due to a crash along the way. Looks like the left lane was blocked in each direction. And as we make our trip to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, that's going to be slow back near Route 5. In Old Town Alexandria, North Washington Street, looks like it's going to be north of Pendleton Street for a serious crash. A lot of fire and rescue units on the way there. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from Garage Door Repair.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. Down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
Save big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details on licensure at 50floor.com.
I have been hearing so much about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, so I decided to meet them for myself because I need to feel comfortable when I go to a doctor, and especially someone that I know is going to be looking in my mouth and poking around in there with some sharp instruments. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room was not jammed with people waiting. There was one gentleman who was waiting for his wife and she was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's totally true. They don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure that you're okay with it so you control your appointment. But they want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait until you're in pain to go and see them. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds to video to voice recognition to security to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
The Virginia gubernatorial primary has concluded. Ed Gillespie, Ralph Northam are the primary winners. But Corey Stewart says he's not done challenging this yet. We'll talk about all of that when we return. 7:30 here on WMAL. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Republican Ed Gillespie has won his party's nomination in Virginia's race for governor, eking out a victory in a three-way contest.
Corey Stewart and Frank Wagner, who waged hard-fought campaigns.
Former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie narrowly won his party's nomination against former Trump State Campaign Chairman Corey Stewart, who made preserving Virginia's Confederate history a top campaign issue. Gillespie wasted no time in reaching out to those who supported his opponents.
Not only do they appreciate your efforts, but we do too. And we know how tough it is to take a close loss.
Gillespie had a huge fundraising advantage. He largely kept Trump at arm's length during the campaign. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, meanwhile, won the Democratic nomination.
It is time for us to get back on offense and stop playing so much defense. It's time for us to be proactive rather than reactive. And I thank you all. We're going to do it together. So let's get it done.
Northam defeated challenger Tom Perriello. At least six people are confirmed dead in a massive apartment building fire in West London overnight. Dozens more people were injured, including 20 who are in critical condition. A French historian has been charged with stealing artifacts from the National Archives and selling them on eBay. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Antonin DeHaze, who lives in College Park, stole the dog tags of U.S. servicemen whose planes had crashed in World War II. And the man who walked into a D.C. pizza restaurant with a rifle intent on investigating internet rumors dubbed Pizza Gate has apologized and says in a letter to the judge who will sentence him next week that he realizes now, quote, just how foolish and reckless he was. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,328, the NASDAQ at 6,220. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman hits his 18th and 19th homers of the year as the Nats beat the Braves. The White Sox extend the Orioles' losing streak to 6. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The big screen store's smart summer savings time. Get a giant Samsung 65-inch smart TV for just $899.
For Samsung? Now, that's a great price.
That's right. And it's yours for just $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a Samsung 65-inch smart TV is just $899. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now, 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today, 800-684-4611 to schedule.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, heading through Old Town, we have an obstacle to get past the crash on the northbound side of Washington Street, just past Pendleton Street. That's right near the Trader Joe's. Do watch for police direction. And boy, oh boy, those delays almost back to Duke Street. So long lineup if you're sticking with that stretch of Washington Street and heading up towards Slater's Lane. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's near Route 5 Branch Avenue, continuous to the Wilson Bridge, and then 295 North slows to get past the Naval Research Lab. Stalled car on the Suitland Parkway inbound. It's within the backups, the stalled car inbound at Naylor Road. I don't have which lane it's in, so be very careful till they can get that towed out of there. On the freeway, westbound, we're now seeing delays coming off of each direction at 295 11th Street Bridge jammed. The crash just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Stalled car on the Maryland Beltway is going to be topside. So if you're leaving College Park heading over toward 270, this location is just between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, trying to get that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. Down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Gainesville, 75 in Frederick, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Coming up on the show, David Drucker will be joining us at 8:05. He's a senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and we will get his evaluation of the session's testimony yesterday. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanese. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. You know, Ed Gillespie yesterday eked out a victory in Virginia to beat back Corey Stewart. Nobody expected it to be that close, or a few people did, actually. Let's talk now to Dr. Stephen Farnsworth. He's with the University of Virginia, and he can tell us all about what we saw happen yesterday. Dr. Farnsworth, thank you very much for taking some time out this morning.
Oh, sure. Glad to do it. And just to double check, it's University of Mary Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there you go. My apologies. Let's jump into your analysis of the race last night. First of all, what did you make of the proximity of Corey Stewart to Ed Gillespie after what limited polling we had suggested that Ed Gillespie was way out ahead before?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Corey Stewart very strongly outperformed the numbers we were seeing in the polls for this race. Part of that has to do with the fact that you saw a really low turnout among Republicans compared to the turnout among the Democrats. And so when you have a smaller turnout, those really motivated voters are the ones who are going to have an outsized influence. And that seemed to be the case for Virginia Republicans last night, that Corey Stewart voters were really, really intense, really motivated, really likely to turn out. I suspect a lot of Republicans looking at the polls thought Gillespie was an easy win, didn't show up, and that's one of the reasons why it got closer.
You know, one sort of, I think, understated part of this race was the Confederate monument issue. Ultimately, you know, Corey Stewart came out very strong for keeping Confederate monuments in place all around the country, and ended up generating a lot of support for that issue within the state of Virginia. And we even heard Ed Gillespie towards the tail end of the race begin to signal that, hey, he doesn't want to mess with history either. What'd you make of that element of the race?
Well, you know, when Gillespie started talking about it as well those last few days before the election, I was thinking maybe this is closer than the polls suggest. And so maybe they had some internal information in the Gillespie campaign that suggested that Corey Stewart was more than a threat than people had recognized earlier on. I think that ultimately an issue like that is going to bring out the really, really committed supporters on this issue. But the folks who are opposed to it might not be as intense and willing to participate in the primary to, say, vote against Stewart. Another thing that worked for Stewart is that this was a three-candidate race. And in the Hampton Roads area, the state senator, Frank Wagner, who was also in this race and got almost 14% of the vote, he got a lot of votes that otherwise probably would have gone, most of them, for Gillespie rather than Stewart.
What about the presence of Trump in this? We saw Perriello attempt to reach out to Trump voters, whereas Northam really distanced himself from Trump by calling him a narcissistic maniac. Gillespie, tiptoed around Trump, whereas Stewart embraced Trump. Did that have anything to do with their performances?
Well, I think so. I think that, you know, again, when we talk about who the most intense voters are, the most intense voters on the Republican side, you're really looking at those people who are supportive of Trump. It's important to remember that Virginia Republicans have been divided for a while about Trump. When we had a primary in Virginia last year for the presidential race, Trump did win the state, but not by much. There were a lot of voters who were willing to back another candidate. And so it becomes very difficult sometimes for a party when they control the White House to get their act together, to work in a unified way. And so you see that when we were looking at President Obama, the Republicans were much more unified. Now that it's President Trump, those Republican divisions are becoming more and more visible in Virginia.
What do you, Corey Stewart not yet conceding at this point, what is his legal recourse, if any, and how does he keep this thing alive? At this point, it seems like this thing's going to move on without him, whether or not he concedes.
I think that's true. I mean, you know, you need to remember that Virginia is not Florida. We actually can count our ballots pretty well here. But you want to, if you're a candidate, you've worked hard, you want to make sure all your avenues are considered. So what you're going to see now is the final count of absentee ballots, and there are some provisional ballots, maybe people who didn't have proper ID when they went to the polls. They still have a day or two to clear that up. So there are some votes that are to be counted, but really we're talking about a very, very thin read here. This is a over 1,000 vote difference. That's going to, over 1 percentage point difference. That's over 4,000 votes. You're looking at a really very, very slim chance, almost impossible for Corey Stewart to overcome a margin that size. Virginia's not that bad at counting ballots that that Corey Stewart is going to prevail.
So let's transition to the Democratic side. You've got Ralph Northam topping Tom Perriello. And what does that say about the state of Virginia and the fact that the two so-called moderate candidates ended up topping both sides of the aisle?
Well, I think it does speak to the anti-Trump element within the Democratic Party. Perriello came to this campaign really as a very, very vigorous anti-Trump voice. Northam offered a more moderate Democratic vision. But as the campaign wore on, you saw Northam getting more and more liberal, more and more left in some of the things that he had to say in trying to prevent Perriello from winning. So for the anti-Trump Democrats, you're seeing a very clear movement, a very clear voice out there. And there were a lot more votes cast on the Democratic side than the Republican side. And that does suggest that there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment. Again, the most motivated people show up at these primaries, and so for the Democrats, it'll be those anti-Trump activists. And Northam really did very, very well compared to what the polls had shown. It shown a much closer race than it turned out to be on the Democratic side.
Now, I'd like you to get out your crystal ball. What do we see in November?
Well, normally what happens in Virginia in these years after a presidential election is that the party that controls the White House loses the governor's race. That's the natural scheme of things. And again, I think it's because the most motivated voters are the ones upset about what's going on in Washington. I think Gillespie has two basic problems going forward in this campaign. The Republican candidate has to deal with the Donald Trump issue. How can you campaign in a way that doesn't offend the Trump supporters, but doesn't offend those people who might not be all that warm to Trump? You want to get those two, because, of course, elections are won in November on swing voters. The second problem for Northam is the division within the party. How much of an effort is Corey Stewart going to make for the Republican ticket going forward? He may endorse, he may not endorse, he may endorse in a half-hearted way. And that's going to be a potential problem, because if the Trump voters stay on the sideline, that's very bad news.
Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, thank you, sir, from the University of Mary Washington. I appreciate your time. What do you think out there about the about Corey Stewart not conceding in this Republican race? 888-630-9625. Should Corey throw in the towel now, or should he be fighting this thing still? 888-630-WMAL. It's 744.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Getting a good night's sleep is an integral part of keeping healthy, and too many of us ignore it. You're probably one of them. You pride yourself on working long days and, oh, hey, I got by on 4 hours of sleep. But did you know that sleep deprivation has been linked to high blood pressure, to heart disease, to weight gain, and a whole bunch of other health problems? Well, that's why it's so important to make sure that the sleep that we do get is on a mattress that meets our body's needs. It used to be that you go to a mattress store, you spend hours trying out each mattress, but at Mattress Warehouse, they're using science to find the perfect mattress for you. With their bed match system, they use the latest technology to find the mattress perfect for your sleeping position, your weight distribution, and pressure points. So no more buying a new mattress and still waking up sore or tired. With Bed Match from Mattress Warehouse, you'll find the support and comfort perfect for you, so that you wake up feeling refreshed and healthy. Make an investment in your health and try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect match. Just go to sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Old Town Alexandria. In fact, two big issues in Alexandria right now. First, the crash on Washington Street. If you're heading northbound past Duke Street, King Street, or jammed up toward the Trader Joe's past Pendleton Street, the scene of the crash. Last check, you're still under police direction. Now, closer to Del Rey on Monroe Avenue, essentially between Route 1 and Mount Vernon Avenue, they have police department activity and a lot going on there. So if you can, you need to avoid that area. Also affected because of this is Mount Vernon Avenue, and working much better for you is going to be Route 1 North Henry Street. And I'll keep you posted on all the updates there. To the Wilson Bridge we go. We're back into Route 5 Branch Avenue, and that's just been about the heavy volume. We're jammed to get onto the freeway, and it always hurts when we have a crash, and that's what's going on just after the 3rd Street Tunnel westbound side of the freeway. On the Beltway, as you head Outer Loop and past FedEx Field, slows to get you past 50 toward Annapolis Road, where crews are responding to the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. Be down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Now, folks, I want to let you know it is too close to call. This is...
Corey Stewart declaring it too close to call yesterday in his speech after the vote counts were in. 4,323 votes is all that separates Corey Stewart from Ed Gillespie, but that's more than a whole percentage point. And as our last guest, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, just said, is almost an insurmountable recount figure in order to see a victory for Corey Stewart.
And if you're not happy with the outcome, well, you should have voted. 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Tom in Lawton. I think it's Lawton.
I think it's Lorton.
Lorton. Tom, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Yeah, I think Corey should fight. he's a fighter, unlike Ed Gillespie, who's the loser, who's burned us so many times in the past. I've wasted endless hours and money on him and him not fighting and just kind of rolling over and waiting for his stomach to be rubbed like a little puppy dog. So, yeah, Corey should fight.
Why didn't people vote yesterday? Wait, why didn't people go out and vote yesterday? I was watching all sorts of posts on Twitter and my social media feeds, you know, four people voting here and pictures of empty polling places. What happened?
So I can tell you that Ed Gillespie is about as exciting as a rock in a garden. So he didn't entice many people to show up to the polls. And Corey Stewart was outmanned and outspent because, as you know, Ed Gillespie has the backing of the establishment party. So he didn't really have much. I mean, he had my money, but that's not going to take him far enough. So he had less money and less ability to reach out to people to energize them, to let them know who he is. So it's kind of a David versus Goliath, and I was pretty impressed that even if he does wind up losing it, it's still a victory, I think, for Corey with as little money as he had to spend, that he got that close to Ed Gillespie.
All good analysis. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that this morning. Susan is in D.C. and reacting to this. Susan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. I supported Corey Stewart, and I personally think that the polls, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of polling, but the polls were showing that Gillespie was so far out that I really do think a lot of Republicans went in and voted in the Democrat primary because Perriello, I mean, Virginia is just not a Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren state. And so I think that a lot of people just wanted to kind of ward him off because, you know, they'd rather have a moderate Democrat in there than a guy on the far left.
I said that yesterday. I knew people who said that yesterday, that they thought Ed Gillespie was a sure thing. They were Republicans, so they were going to go over. It was an open primary, so they just go vote for Northam because they didn't want Perriello to be the top of that ticket.
Interesting. Absolutely.
That's an interesting theory, and I think that can work for you or against you because you could wind up with a Democrat.
It could work against you. You're right. Sam in Woodbridge is up. I'm sorry. No, I can't get to you, Sam. Mike is about to kill me. 751 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's cybersecurity master's degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Buy one, get one 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. See us for financing, payment, and buy one, get one 25% off details.
And that sound means that it is 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Good morning. It's checking at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. The Dow and S&P closed at record highs yesterday. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today, which means you'll earn a little more interest on money you have in a savings account, but you'll have higher cost if you have a home equity line, an adjustable rate mortgage, or if you carry a balance on your credit card. A psychologist says you haven't gotten a Father's Day gift yet for Sunday, mostly because you don't know what to get him. The Time magazine report says that it's not that you don't appreciate or love him. Father's Day is Sunday. Socks and ties are out. Tickets to sporting events and concerts are in. American Airlines is giving you some leg room back, not on current planes, but on new ones that were supposed to have tighter seat configurations. Already crunched up flyers screamed, and the LA Times says American is ditching the plan. And speaking of flying, if you have a TSA pre-check to get through security at the airport, the TSA has started using fingerprints as boarding passes in Atlanta and in Denver. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
7:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland into Silver Spring. What I want you to know is that you can now use 29 Colesville Road and head into downtown Silver Spring. We had the earlier crash as you come up to Spring Street, but that's gone, as are the delays. Now, we have major delays around the region. First, we have two broken downs on the Maryland Beltway. First one will take you past FedEx Field and a long lineup to get you up toward 450 Annapolis Road. And that truck broke down right in the center of the Beltway. Beyond leaving College Park toward New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, that stalled tractor trailer still majorly slowing this trip coming off of 95 and around that stretch of the Beltway. On the southeast southwest freeway westbound, staff from the 3rd Street Tunnel still with the crash, DC 295 with delays, and then continuing across the 11th Street Bridge. And finally, here is the way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code District for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds will give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now, breaking news from WMAL.
There has been a shooting, actually multiple shootings, in Alexandria this morning. Alexandria police confirmed this. This happened in the 400 block of East Monroe Street. Police say that the suspect appears to be in custody. They are asking people to stay away from that area. Again, this is the 400 block of East Monroe Street in Alexandria. Various reports have said that this was happened during a practice for the annual congressional baseball game, which is scheduled for tomorrow night at Nats Park. We'll have more details as they're available. Bill Thompson will have more at the top of the hour here on WMAL. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
All right, here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Obviously, we'll keep you informed of this shooting, where we're getting reports now that House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been shot. Also reports that maybe someone else has also been shot, one of his staffers as well, at this baseball practice.
We'll keep following it. A lot more to come. WMAL News is next here at 8 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 60.